folks. In all honesty, Comey, you're fired. Priebus, you're fired. Spicer, you're fired. Scaramucci, you're fired. So, who is next? Oh, crap. Here comes the Colonel.
Yeah, oh yeah, well, you can't fire me, can you? Because I never signed on to be your stooge. Well, welcome back to the second half of The Promise of Tomorrow here on the Science News Radio Network, exploring the business of emerging science. I'm your host, I'm Colonel Mason. If you listened in the first half hour, you heard Dr. Vikram Appiah. He's the technical lead at the Perception and Analytics Research and Development Labs at Texas Instruments, talking about autonomous cars, yeah, and he's going to be making a presentation at the Petricon Conference, October 26th. That's the IEEE conference, along with Lockheed Martin and Encore. It's going to go on October 26th. You can find out more about that conference at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. And, of course, we're going to, at the end of the program today, where there's going to be listener comments and the voice of reason, but right now, let's step over to our fountain of useless information we keep here on the set. Rummage around in the coin jar for just a minute for today's query.
Welcome to the fountain of useless information. How can I help?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I see we have awakened the spirit of the fountain. Who knows all, hears all, sees all, and tells all for a price. That's the reason, of course. We threw in the coins. Okay, oh, Spirit of the Fountain, here's one for you. This one will stump you. What future U.S. president toiled as a fashion model while studying law at Yale? A future president was a fashion model while he studied law at Yale. What future president was this, old Spirit of the Fountain?
I have given you my answer, and now you may tell.
Ah, cannot fool the Spirit of the Fountain. The future U.S. president, who was a fashion model while studying law at Yale? If you said George W. Bush, you're wrong. No, it was Gerald Ford. Yeah, Jerry Ford. Okay, okay. Back to our program. Okay, if you were listening in the first half hour, you heard Dr. Vikram Appiah, the technical lead at the Perception and Analytics Research and Development Labs at Texas Instruments, tell about TI's work in autonomous automobiles, you know, driverless cars, that sort of thing. Apparently, there's a lot of it going on. And we wanted to ask him, what is the takeaway for his presentation at MetroCon conference, where he's going to be presenting? And how soon, you know, in the future, does he see these developments being common?
The main takeaway is for people who are afraid of cars taking control is that there is a lot of push in the industry. Like, several thousands of people all over the world are working towards making these systems safer. And our goal is definitely to make you know, the cars and the future of transportation a lot more safer. So hopefully when people walk out of my talk, they will be more confident, and they'll be happy to actually try out an autonomous vehicle or a self-driving car in the future.
All right, one thing more. Take a look at the future, maybe 5, 10 years, maybe 15 or 20. How soon are these technologies going to come? Do you see a timeline? You know, we're getting into this slowly, you pointed out, about stage 1 and 2 that we're working with right at the moment with these sensors. But you're talking about going farther than that. Do you have a personal feel for how fast this is going to materialize, the things we've been talking about?
So I guess most people who have been predicting over the years, they've just brought their predictions closer. People who said it's not possible are now saying it's possible. People who said it was like a few decades ago are making their predictions that are closer. So as we move forward, I feel like we are getting closer and closer. Hopefully soon we'll have something. I'm not sure of the predictions, but you already said that there's a transportation shuttle in UT Arlington. So that's a start. So we are getting there, and at a much faster pace than a lot of people predicted.
Okay. Well, before we get out of here, I know that you've been mentored by people that you've respected in the universities and also in business, and you're probably mentoring other people. Do you have sort of a creed to live by, words to live by that you can leave us with today, some words of wisdom?
I guess in some of these applications where you're trying to push the boundary, you just have to be prepared to fail early and make sure you, work hard towards it. And if you fail, just, pick yourself up and keep doing it. There is no one has done this before, so you're doing something new. So you have to try out different things.
Oh.
Kind of the motto I live by.
Okay, well, don't be afraid of failure. I think that's probably really good advice. We've got to fail, in order to learn. Well, Vikramapia is a technical lead at the Perception and Analytics Research and Development Lab at Texas Instruments, talking about autonomous automobiles. He's going to be speaking at the Metricon Conference October 26th. That's at the Arlington Convention Center. To learn more about that, go to our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you will see a link. And, Vikram, we're going to look forward to seeing you there at the conference. That'll be wonderful, and thank you so much for taking the time to be a guest on this program.
Thank you very much.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Science News Radio Network special presentation, Promise of Tomorrow, with Colonel Mason. Those of you listening on radio can also hear us commercial-free online anytime, webcast, at promiseoftomorrow.biz. Okay, right now we have on the line Diane Collier. She's the 2017 chairman of the IEEE Metricon Conference, October 26th at the Arlington Convention Center. You hear us talk about it on this program just all the time. And we finally corralled her, and it hasn't been easy. Welcome to the program, Diane.
Thank you, Colonel. We're really excited about our 30th anniversary program. We've been doing this from many years, where we started at UTA with a couple of tracks and tutorials, and now we've developed into a full program of up to 7 tracks. So exciting times for us.
I think is this your third year as chairman, it seems to me?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, and I've enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to developing some new folks to get involved in it and maybe take this over from me, but we're having a good time with the third year and looking forward to future years, and hopefully we can develop some good volunteers to get involved with us. And just came back from our sections congress with IEEE, where we learned more about how to put on these events, so glad to impart more knowledge.
Well, you always do such a good job, and of course, that's one reason why we've had trouble corralling you, because you've been in Sydney, Australia, with an IEEE international conference. Can you tell us a little bit about that before we get into Metricon?
Well, every 3 years, IEEE puts on an event where they pull together representatives from sections all over the world. And lately we've been moving the conference a little farther around. This was in Region 10, and we had the conference, of course, in Sydney, Australia, at the convention center there. It was 3 days of an intensive programs and exhibits and speakers, everything from ethics and artificial intelligence to conference development to our women in engineering group, promotions, how to do those, and it was just a great networking event. I ran into a lot of old friends from all over the world and hopefully made some new ones.
Oh, that's sensational. And you arrive back with a sore throat. That's another reason why we haven't been able to get you on the air for very long. But anyway, that's cleared up, I guess, right?
Yes. I was going, okay, in a week we can do this.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've never gone on an air flight anywhere that I didn't also come back with a sore throat. It's just air travel is so uncomfortable anymore. It is just isn't fun like it used to be.
Well, 14 hours, you know, that's a little extra there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, give us a preview. I guess the first thing that we should talk about is the exciting keynote speaker that we can't talk about. So there's a...
We're going to have a dynamic speaker on a topic that I'm sure will take us into areas that we wouldn't have dreamed about back 30 years ago. It'll be space exploration related, and we're really looking forward to it. So, excitement there.
Yeah.
We'll at the show we'll hand out a little information so that folks will be able to take away some information about our speaker on their way out. But we have to keep it mum.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's going to be fascinating.
We have this exciting speaker that's the mystery speaker, and it really exists. We're not just telling people that we're going to have it. We really have this person coming, and it's going to be an extremely exciting thing, and so we hope that people will show up and listen to what is said. And that's about as much as we can say. So that's as a keynote speaker. You get some other exciting people there too. I understand McNair is going to be there talking about vertical takeoff and landing automobiles.
Yes, in the age where all of us have a toy drone somewhere in our possession by now, and that technology can move its way into actually giving us personal air travel or flying cars, as we like to think, those of us who were big fans of the Jetsons or any of the movies like Blade Runner or such. So Bell Helicopter and Uber have started working towards this personal air travel space. Mm-hmm. So that should be a fascinating talk. And I hope that we can also continue to involve them and some of our future programs as that develops as well.
Yeah, Mike McNair was a guest on this program a few weeks back, and we were talking about his presentation at Metricon. It was really interesting because I had all these questions, and he had no answers because there's so many intricacies with vertical takeoff and landing automobiles. I mean, you've got the insurance questions, you've got the traffic control questions, you have so many things. And he says he's going to really throw that out to the engineers and the people that are attending there to come up with solutions and how this can all be facilitated. So I'm really looking forward to see to listen to Mike McNair and what he has to say.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Just think of all the issues that we deal with just running cars in two dimensions. Now take that to three.
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, and I understand this is a really big year at Metricon for IoT, the Internet of Things. Can you give us an insight on how Metricon is going to address IoT?
IoT is a new track for us. We replaced our enabling technologies with IoT because this is one of the big areas of technology for engineers right now. We've had some folks present on this program, I believe. We're looking at smart cities, and City of Arlington has some autonomous vehicles that they're beginning to do some work with for delivery of people around the entertainment area. Alicia Winkelbeck and Mindy Carmichael will be talking about that. And we've also got another autonomous vehicle presentation with Vikram Appiah from Texas Instruments, so that should be interesting. Plus, there's other areas that are being discussed, industrial IoT, and some of the area low-power area networks also being discussed. So there's a wide variety of things that are happening in that space. But it looks like our autonomous vehicles may be a big piece of this as well. So this seems to be, we seem to be into a lot about transportation in this event.
Yeah, Ed Hightower is going to, I understand, be, well, he's the track chair for that particular track of IoT, and I understand he's also going to be the lead-off speaker when the conference opens. A fascinating guy.
Yes, and he's also very involved in the smart city space, so it's been a lot of fun working with him. He's working with co-chair Brent Reger from Lockheed, and Brent brought him to our group, and we've been having a lot of fun working with Ed.
Yeah, this is a good time to mention then that Lockheed Martin, of course, and Encore are two of the major patrons of the conference this year. I know you avoid the word sponsor, but that's what they are. They're actually go hand in hand with IEEE and Metricon in producing the event, and we always appreciate Lockheed and Lockheed Martin and Encore just very, very much. So want to be sure and give them credit here.
Yes, and we very much appreciate their involvement, both as volunteers and as patrons, and the number of people that they'll be bringing to the conference actually to learn some of this information we're providing. Really, the Metricon conference is about educating engineers and technologists on current trends and technologies, so we appreciate that they keep their employees informed and ready for, trying to keep them ready for the future. We have a couple of presentations on drug delivery, one using nanoparticles for potential cancer treatment, and also some other vehicles for lung cancer therapy. And we also have one, this is a good one. It's ways to use imaging and studying developmental cardiac mechanics. So from treatment to being able to figure out what the issues are with our, a lot of engineering into biotech, so, and we're a little bit like machines in some ways too, so a lot of the information flows over.
And once again this year, you're doing a track on professional development and financial planning. I know you did that last year too, and apparently you were happy with it because you brought it back. So can you tell us a little bit about the financial planning aspect of the conference?
All right. We're trying to come up with some new areas. One of them is going to be on having a private foundation, something to think about in estate planning is what is the legacy you might want to leave. So we're going to have a presentation on setting up a private foundation, maybe might be some kind of scholarship thing or something else, but leaving a legacy along with your estate. Another area, something we're always interested in, is how to invest with some tax-free items. So there's a presentation on tax-free municipal bond management and how investors can increase their tax-free yield.
All right. And so what have we missed? What haven't I asked you? What do you want to make a point of that I had forgot to bring up?
Well, one of the other things that we try to do with this conference is involve our universities and provide a space where they can have some development. We have a student poster contest. We've offered that to universities within our area and outside our area. It's basically they set up a poster instead of a PowerPoint, and they do a presentation on on things that they're working on. A lot of them have an opportunity to work in research. Some of them have an opportunity to do internships. And so they get an opportunity to present and win some cash prizes. That's always a little exciting for us. And we also have several student volunteers. We have there's three universities that are part of our IEEE Fort Worth section. That's University of Texas at Arlington, University of North Texas, and Texas Christian University. So we usually have some volunteers involved there. Often a lot from UTA, just because we're close, because we're at Arlington Convention Center, and it's pretty convenient to them. But they've been great working with us. We also have an exhibits program, so we've got several vendors that are coming out, and we'll have a table set up with some of their wares to share and get a chance to do a little hands-on with some equipment and other things.
Well, that's always really good.
And we'll have a reception for some networking after. Always after the luncheon, we provide some extra time to spend time with the exhibitors. And so we have a full day. It's a full day. Starts at 7:30, and presentations end at 4:45, and then we have some time for a little relaxation and networking and some drawings at the end of the day. So it's a full day.
Lots of fun. Opens at 7:30. Meet and see old friends, make new friends, and learn new ideas. All that at the Metricon 30th anniversary of the Metricon Conference. The conference will open with a plenary session and features keynote luncheons and recognitions of sponsors and patrons. It's going to be October 26th at the Arlington Convention Center, and you'll be able to register online at metrocon.org. That's metrocon.org. And you can find out more about that at our website, promiseoftomorrow.biz. On the right-hand side of your screen, you will see a link to metricon.org. Well, Diane Collier, the 2017 chairman of the IEEE Metricon Conference, October 26th at the Arlington Convention Center. So good to have you with us. We really appreciate your coming here today, and we will look forward to seeing you at the conference.
Thank you, Carl. Always a pleasure speaking with you.
And now we make time for the voice of reason. Listener comments, ideas, and suggestions.
Karma and what goes around comes around. I learned a long time ago, early in my career when I came here, I got laid off one time and I was involved in trying to look for a job, and I got involved with it. Here in North Texas, we have an incredible support system for people that are in transition, and I learned there that the more people you help, the more you get helped. And it's not necessarily from the people that you help directly. It's the fact that you're helping the community, and people recognize that and help you. And so I try to do that in my professional world as well. The more people I can help, the more that I will be helped along the way, and it's proven out for me. There's a friend of mine philosophy, and I think it holds very good. If I do good, I will do well. And I think those are good words to live by. Ed Hightower, I'm president and CEO of IoT and Beyond. I'm a technologist and been involved in wireless communications for over 25 years.
So you decide, has this really been the voice of reason? Listener comments are welcome at 214-329-4949. And please tell us your name and where you're from.
You've been listening to The Promise of Tomorrow with Colonel Mason, the definitive program on emerging and nanotechnologies, now archived and streamed on the web at promiseoftomorrow.biz. Join us next week at the same time as we learn more about the promise of tomorrow.
Waiting for you.